Single men are much happier than most people think. In fact, being single is such a relief for most men once they release themselves from that cultural paradigm that they need to have a woman in their life in order to be considered relatively happy. Well, the truth could not be further from the paradigm that we're living in. Men are much happier on their own without a woman in their lives, especially these days. Men right now, even approaching a woman, is a very risky proposition. There's a relatively good chance that whatever you do is going to result in you either being canceled or turned into somebody's TikTok meme or being accused of being a creep or a predator. So why even bother? I mean, there's just way too much risk and way too little reward for most men to justify getting into a serious relationship with a woman. I would suggest that not only is it a bad idea for men to do this, but I think that men will ultimately be way happier on their own when they find their own path and they let go of this idea that they need to have a woman in their lives. Women are much more trouble than they're worth. Now, if you're a man and you're married and you've got a woman in your life, I hope it works out for you. But for those of you who have not found a woman and you feel like you need to, I want to offer this to you as an opportunity to give life a different thought, have a different perspective. Consider the possibility that not having a woman in your life is a blessing, and the opportunity for happiness for you is just as great or greater than any married man could be. So let's talk about it. We all get one life to live, and finding happiness is elusive enough as it is. But when men are facing bigotry from women that is endorsed and accepted by society as a whole, it makes it even more difficult. And so endeavoring to build relationships with women for many men is becoming less and less of an option. Men going their own way is just the natural order of things. And there's an enormous amount of fulfillment and opportunity for men out there on their own. And in fact, in many ways, women are a hindrance to men's happiness. It's our belief and idea that we need to have a woman in our life that has been the historical norm and the paradigm that we have been living under for such a long time, that breaking free of that paradigm and exploring our happiness and our independence and our ability to find meaning in our lives without the burden of having to care for a woman is just a great opportunity. So don't feel for a moment that you're not complete as a man just because you're not married or you don't have a full-time woman in your life. Because women are just one thing. They're just one option. And for those of you guys who are happily married, good for you. You know, good on you. But if anyone who has been married for any length of time knows, it's not an easy track. I mean, it's a very, very difficult task being in a long-term relationship with a woman. They're very difficult to manage. They're extremely emotional. They're extremely irrational. Men are very simple and straightforward in their needs and their desires, and they communicate it to you directly. Women are not like that. And so having relationships with them can be extremely difficult. So today we're going to talk about how men find happiness on their own without a woman in their lives. Society has a tendency to view men who are single as unfulfilled or lonely or incapable of having a full, meaningful life. And nothing could be further from the truth. In a society that has promoted women to the point where it's okay for them to say things like, all men should die, and men are useless, and we don't need men anymore, and these kinds of bigoted statements without holding them accountable. If I said something like that about any ethnic group, if I said that about women or transgenders or, you know, Jews or Catholics or Muslims, I would be called out as a bigot, as a racist, as a misogynist. But women can get away with this shit like they're immune to society's standards. They can say evil, mean things about men without being held accountable. And so it's very clear from that perspective and from the perspective of family court that women are getting most favored person treatment in the world right now. And in a marketplace between men and women, where it's very important that the dynamics at least have some kind of rules that everyone can play by and agree to, and women live outside of those rules, well, why would men want to enter into any kind of a long-term relationship with them? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense at all. Life 1.0 tells us that we need to get married. That's one of the boxes that we need to check in our lives. And I think as men, being raised primarily by women, and inevitably, unless you were a helicopter child or you were a single child, you probably didn't get a lot of nurturing from your mother. I certainly didn't. I think that Generation Xers like me, we were not the purpose of our parents' lives. Oftentimes we felt like we were an impediment to their lives. So seeking out a woman's comfort is something that I think our generation really sought out, or that's something that we did. And I think even the boomers before us had a lot of the same experience. If I had known, 25, 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago, what I know now, I certainly wouldn't have been so eager to get married. And we all have our different reasons at different times. And at the time when I got married, I was a single father. So finding someone who could play that maternal role for my son was a high priority. But in retrospect, it was a mistake, I think that my life probably would have been just as happy or much happier, and certainly a lot more financially rewarding, if I had remained single. Well, you never know. Life happens. But I guess my point is, don't feel like getting married is something that is critical to your life. There's so much more to life than marriage and raising children. There's lots of ways to find fulfillment. Don't get stuck in the paradigm. Getting married and having a family, that's just one option. But because it conforms to societal norms and historical precedent, it's something that men feel obligated to do. The truth of the matter is, it's just a paradigm that has not been challenged in a big way for a very long time. I think that a lot of our ancestors probably figured it out that living with a woman for the rest of your life probably wasn't an ideal solution for most men. The fact of the matter is, our ancestors, our ancient ancestors, spent an awful lot of time away from home. They were hunting and they'd be gone for weeks at a time on hunting trips, finding new places to live, just going out and exploring the world. Staying at home and being a father and a husband was not something that most men did a long time ago. Financially, single men do quite well. In fact, there are several studies that show that financially, single men are doing much better than their romantically entangled counterparts. Now, granted, there are some benefits. If you meet the right girl and she can pull her weight and help buy you a house, but for the most part, single men do much better on their own than having a woman in their lives. Budgeting is made much simpler. Prioritizing needs and desires is much more straightforward. You don't have to worry about, someone else's spending habits or their fetish for furniture or whatever it may be. You can decide what's important to you and spend your money on it, or you can just stash that money away and save it for a rainy day or a sunny day if you like. But being financially independent as a single man is much more straightforward and simple than it is when you're married, especially if you're financially going to be caring for this woman and maybe even a few children. Oh my gosh, just look at the cost of putting kids through preschool. Forget about college. My God, costs you a couple thousand dollars a month per kid to put them through a preschool program. And then when you get to college, if you got a real smart kid, you could be easily paying $500,000 or $600,000 to get your kid through college. Now imagine how you could use that money on your own. Yeah, yes. You start to see the benefits already. Doesn't take a genius to figure this one out. I remember when I was a kid, if I got caught doing something stupid, my typical excuse for that stupidity was, well, everyone else was doing it. And of course, my parents' response to that was the classic, well, if everybody else was jumping off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge? I'm like, ah, shit. Anyway, that applies here and now better than ever. Everybody's getting married. Everybody's jumping off a bridge. Just because they're doing it, does that mean you should do it? Be smarter. Don't feel like you have to get married. You don't have to jump off that bridge. There are lots of other things you could be doing with your time, money, peace of mind, and all of that stuff. So, just because everybody else is jumping off the bridge doesn't mean you've got to go too. Modern society would have us believe that married men are in better shape, live longer, and are happier. And nothing could be further from the truth. Single guys are much more likely to take care of themselves. They're in much better shape physically. Their health is far better. They have much more time for physical activity. They go to the gym a lot more. And they tend to have better mental health because they are self-sufficient. So they have much greater levels of self-esteem and general happiness in their lives. Married men, especially men that are unhappily married, which is the vast majority of them, tend to die of heart attacks and strokes and cancer at much higher rates than single men. So if you really want to live a long time and you want to look good and feel great, there's a lot of advantages to being single. I don't know why married men get fat. Maybe they think they're off the market. They don't need to worry about themselves anymore. But generally speaking, married men tend to be in much worse physical condition than their single counterparts. So, single guys, you know, got a lot to look forward to there. Being healthy, strong, mentally fit. Yeah, what could be better? I mean, if you're going to live your life and you want to be happy and healthy, there's a lot of advantages to remaining single. Another study found that single guys are much more likely to prioritize their happiness and fulfillment in life. So they are not being tied down by someone else's needs and desires. They're no longer trying to fulfill someone else's image of what their life should look like. They find fulfillment in prioritizing their own happiness and fulfillment in life. Emotional growth and independence is something that single men prioritize in their lives. They tend to be much more psychologically stable. They have a lot fewer difficulties when it comes to emotional health, psychological health. They tend to prioritize those things in their life. Singles experience much more psychological growth, self-determination. They're much less likely to settle into a relationship out of fear or insecurity. They're much more likely to feel independent, resilient. There's just so many advantages to being single. The overall level of happiness when you're single and you're not worried about someone else's happiness is just unreal. So don't be afraid of embracing a single lifestyle. There are a lot of advantages to it. And just because you're single doesn't mean you're not going to have women in your life. It just means that you're not going to make them your life. That's the difference. Guys who have never been married and remain single through their lives tend to have a lot more friends than their married counterparts. They tend to prioritize these relationships and put a lot of energy into them. That gives them a lot more balance in their life. It gives them a lot more social outlets in their life. They're no longer, you know, compared to their married counterparts who find themselves very isolated in this relationship and dependent on this one other person for all these different needs they have in their life, Single guys are much more balanced socially and emotionally because they have all these friendships. So don't overlook the value of remaining single. There are a lot of advantages to it. I remember when I was a boy hanging out with my friends, and we would talk about what we would do when we grew up. We even thought about running away from home just so we could get there faster, because we really just wanted to grow up, you know, and experience all those benefits, all that freedom of being out from underneath the yoke of a parent. Well, then you grow up and you put yourself under the yoke of a woman. Why would you do that? Really, when you think about it, all the fun and adventure that the world has to offer, you're going to trade all of that so you can get married and give all your time, energy, and money to a woman. Now, I have to admit, I love my kids and I love, you know, being a dad, and there's a lot of wonderful things about it. But if that doesn't work out for you, don't sweat it. I mean, really, the world is your oyster. Go out there and do the things that you wanted to do. Don't be afraid. I think fear is what people's biggest problem is when it comes to this, is men are afraid to get out there and actually see what their potential is. What can they do? What could they do? Yeah, just shed that stuff. Just go out there and do it. You know, you only got this one life. You might as well live it. You might as well have a great time while you're at it. Because single guys are not being tied down by responsibilities, they have a lot more time to explore their personal interests, whether that be travel or hobbies or sports or whatever they want to do. Because they're no longer, or because they aren't tied down to someone or responsibilities, they really have a lot of mobility and diversity in their life that married guys simply can't imagine. It's like being a grown-up child. You can do anything that you want. I mean, it's like all your dreams come true. I remember being a little kid thinking, oh my gosh, I can't wait till I grow up so I can do all this cool stuff. And then I got married. What was I thinking? Why would I do that? Why would anyone do that? Come on, really, why would you do that? You're just taking all the fun away. You're giving it to some girl. Why would you do that? Really? If you're a single guy, don't be jealous of your married counterparts. There is nothing there to be jealous of. You have a lot of opportunities, and I don't know why life has turned out the way it has for you, but it has. So rather than fighting it, just go with the flow. There are tons and tons of opportunities out there for you to have romantic relationships if you want them, but you don't need to get married to have fun. You don't need to get married to have a fulfilling life. You don't need to give up your freedom in order to be complete. Your life is complete as it is. You don't need to conform to some societal norm or some historical precedent in order to fit into this world. There's so much to explore and to enjoy. Don't give up your freedom. Don't do it. Maybe one day in the future, society will come to its senses and realize that men have a very valuable place and a very valuable role to play, and that women are not all that they're cracked up to be. They are not the do-anything Swiss Army knife human being that they claim to be. Enjoy your life as it is. Don't allow your need or thought that you have to have a woman in your life ruin what's a perfectly good thing that you have going right now. You don't want to regret it. You don't want to come to a point where you say, God, everything was going so well, and then for some reason, I thought that I needed to have a woman in my life. Yeah, you don't. Like I've said in my past videos, happiness is subjective. It's something that you decide on. If you're living your life thinking that you need to conform to someone else's idea of what it should be, then you're going to be unhappy. If you find yourself single and living this life, look at it as an opportunity to be and do all the things that you've ever wanted to do. There's a lot of evidence out there that single guys are much happier, much healthier, and much richer than their married counterparts. So, yeah, enjoy it. Just take it as a gift, you know? For whatever reason, women are crazy these days and they're not wanting to hook up, or they're not wanting to have relationships with men. Hey, don't let it bug you, man. Just use it as a gift. See it as an opportunity for you to live a life that maybe you never even imagined. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed the video. Please like and subscribe. And remember, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.